Hey friends, it's October 1st. Welcome to Pray Today. And I want to share a little story with you. Two church members were going door to door through the neighborhood and finally arrived at Mrs. Smith's house. What they didn't realize is that Mrs. Smith was a person with a terrible attitude. She was not happy to see them. She greeted them with her attitude that made it clear she had no time to waste on them or their message about God. As she slammed the door in their faces, though, to her surprise, it bounced back open. She caught it, slammed it again, but the same thing happened. Realizing the man must be sticking his foot in the doorway, she reared back to slam it hard enough to teach him a lesson with her attitude. When he cried, "Ma'am, before you do that again, you really should move your cat." You know, attitude can really change our day. Let's take a minute today to ask ourselves, how is my attitude? How's my attitude when I get up in the morning? How is my attitude when I have a long day? What's your attitude like when you run into people that you would rather not be around? You know, I want to share with you a few verses out of Philippians chapter 2 this morning. And I just encourage you, if you're not driving right now, to close your eyes and just listen to this, the Word of God out of Philippians 2. "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." You know, I've known these verses and been familiar with them since I was in college, and I remember how impactful it was for me to read that we're to have the same attitude as Christ Jesus. So think about Jesus's attitude. He was so full of humility. He was so full of the desire to serve others. You see, so often when my attitude is bad, I don't just have a bad attitude because I'm upset with something I did. I usually have a bad attitude because I'm irritated with someone else. But I'm reminded in this passage that I am to have humility like Jesus Christ. Not only to be patient, full of grace and mercy towards others, but serving them is the anti-venom to falling into the trap of being judgmental and angry at others, which causes us to have a bad attitude. So let's pray right now about our attitude and pray that it would reflect the attitude of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit that reminds me of those areas in which I need to grow. And Father, I know for me, and I would assume for so many hearing this today, our attitudes could use an adjustment. Father, would you be our attitude adjuster? Would you be the one that helps us to be able to realize and to make an assessment of where our attitude needs to change. Father, as people run into us today, may they see our attitude and may that point them to you. Forgive me, Lord, when my attitude is bad. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm a complainer. Forgive me when I fail to see the good in things. And may I remember today, even through struggles, how very blessed I am. Father, my attitude changes when I focus on what I do have and what is going right. Would you remind me today to have an attitude that is like Christ Jesus? And it's in his name we pray. Amen.